as you may well know, one of my favorite, we won't call it podcast, it's a, well, institution now.
Definitely an institution.
One of my favorite things in the whole world is Coast to Coast AM. I have been listening to Coast AM since I was, well, a child, almost. I've been listening to Coast AM since its Art Bell days.
Wow.
I mean, I know, you know, George Norrie runs it now, but I've been listening since the Art Bell days, and I just found it fascinating the amount of strange and wonderful things they would talk about. I know that Norrie can get a little religious sometimes, but that's okay.
Well, he does, but he's pretty open-minded, too.
He is pretty open-minded. Yeah. So I was just sitting here, and I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, we do a lot of heavy stuff where we talk about a lot of religious stuff, and we're going to continue to do that because my whole purpose in life is for people to learn to think freely, to get out there and question things for themselves, and for fuck's sake, stop drinking the Kool-Aid of the world's oldest con game, the world's oldest scam, and the one thing in this world that keeps holding us back, organized religion.
Pyramid scheme? You know, Jesus is Tupperware?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought this time maybe we'll do something a little different for this one. You know, maybe we'll delve into some strangeness. You know, maybe some of the things that we like in this world. Like, you know, we were discussing the other day that I grew up watching horror movies.
Right.
Every life lesson I ever learned came from watching a horror movie. I learned when and where you could have sex and not die. I learned right away that boobies were the best thing ever. You learn a lot of survival skills from horror movies. It's like, I've been in relationships and situations where I've had to watch romantic comedies.
Oh, romantic comedies do more damage than porn to relationships.
Oh, romantic comedies are such bullshit.
They set up unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't get any boobies, so there's no payoff.
Well, sometimes you get boobies, but, you
know. Like, what kind of boobies, though?
Little bitty tic-tac titties.
Look, hey, listen. Right now, if you're going to compare the two genres, I'm going to tell you right now. To me,
horror boobs are better.
It is less believable that you're going to go sit in a gazebo with a coffee in Vermont and suddenly get picked up by a hardware store owner that lives in a mansion in the valley on a Christmas tree farm, and he is going to sweep you off your feet and make everything okay and better, and you're going to have 15 happy, smiling children, and they're going to make 4 sequels where your kids go and do the same thing. No, the strippers fighting off the zombies.
That's more believable.
Is more believable.
Yeah, it is.
That's all I'm saying is give me a room full of strippers fighting zombies.
Okay. I can see that. I mean, I was thinking,
I don't know where I'm getting that from. It's somewhere deep in my subconscious.
Well, if
there's a movie out there somewhere about strippers fighting zombies, somebody tell me what it is, because I've probably seen it.
I think I know what the movie you're talking about, but I don't remember what it's called. But, no, I was thinking, you know, you're talking about happy, smiling children, and I'm like, well, shit, Children of the Corn is closer to reality.
I hate that movie.
But it's closer to reality than the happy, smiley Christmas tree children.
Well, no, I take that back. The original Children of the Corn was, in its own way, very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very poignant statement on the dangers of organized religion.
I can't remember which one it was. I think it was the second one. I got called a psycho with whoever I was watching the second one with, because somebody stabbed somebody with a corn cob. And I thought that was the funniest thing I had ever seen. And they thought I was psychotic for laughing.
Those movies lost the plot. At some point, the kids stopped being... The corn is not the scary part.
Well, I think it was the second one with that one. Because it was like the thermonuclear thing in the corn. In the night vision.
But even the cheesy ones and the bad ones were still entertaining to watch.
I mean,
you know, I learned everything.
You know, give me Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 over, you know, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days any day.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
I mean, you know. we're talking bad.
There's nothing bad about that movie. That movie is a fucking masterpiece.
I mean, you know, Dennis Hopper with the chainsaw.
That movie is a fucking masterpiece.
Yes. How did we go from coast to coast to horror movies?
They talk about horror movies a lot on Coast to Coast. Okay. We're going to, here in a minute, once we get done prattling on about horror movies, we'll probably switch to some paranormal stuff. Because, I mean, let's be honest. You know, I like to talk about that thing. I mean, I don't talk a lot about it to anyone but you and my closest inner circle. Because when you start talking about ghosts to people,
they
get one or two reactions. You get, you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Or, I don't want to talk about this because it scares me.
Well, it deals with the one thing everybody has to deal with, but nobody wants to talk about. Death.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But that's neither here nor there. See, to me, it's a whole different animal. But a lot of that is from the fact that I spent the better part of, I don't know, 4 or 5 years doing an internship at a university that had a parapsychology department. I got to go on a plethora of ghost hunts and paranormal investigations, all because I was willing to lug the fucking equipment around. And
so you were the ghost bitch.
Basically.
Cool.
But I learned a lot. And then unfortunately later on in my life, a good friend of mine browbeat me over and over and over until I agreed to start a paranormal group with him and teach him how to do it. And I did. And it was fun for a while.
Right.
Unfortunately, things like the Sci-Fi Network and Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures all kind of took it into the realm of, this is some bullshit.
Well, and I think as technology has progressed, that kind of work, paranormal work, is harder to be valid.
Oh, you can't validate it at all now. Yeah. The technology there, it can be faked to the point of almost unrecognizability.
Right. I mean, people have been trying to fake it forever, but now it's like they don't have to even try. And it's sad because, you know, even if there is proof, even if there's definitive proof,
you would never know.
You'll never know.
No.
There's no way to completely.
There's no way to know.
Yeah. Which, I've seen ghosts. I know you have. So, I mean, personal experiences.
And personal experiences are,
will be the only thing that.
Listen, let me tell you a little story. The great and, you know, mighty imp here, the person that keeps this whole thing together. This person had a dream once.
Oh, yeah.
She then described the dream to me. And in the dream, she told me about a man in her dream sitting at my desk, staring at my television. She told me about the ball cap the man had on. She told me about the brand of jacket he was wearing. She told me what he looked like, down to his facial features. She told me everything she could about him.
And this is nobody I had ever seen. I mean, I always heard, like, if you dream of somebody, it was an amalgam of people you had seen before. But this was nobody I had ever really seen.
Well, no, you couldn't have, because he was dead before I met you.
Yeah.
But the person she had dreamed about and had told me about was the spitting image of my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the jacket he had on. The very brand of jacket he was wearing.
And this was before we had ever, like, looked at any family pictures or went that, you know, that route with the relationship.
Well, even if you had looked at any family pictures, to be able to look at me and tell me what hat and jacket he was wearing.
Yeah.
Something that he always had on that you would have no way of knowing because you never met the man.
Right. But it was a weird dream. And I, you know, some of those dreams, like, you can still remember, you know, way after. I still remember it. And it was weird because I was asleep in the dream, and I woke up and he was sitting there, and I could not get him to pay attention to me. I kept, you know, hey, old man, what are you doing? And he would not turn. He would not pay attention to me. It's like I wasn't even talking to him. And I don't know what it was supposed to mean. I just know I needed to tell you about it. And I don't know why, but it was just like, I need to tell you. And then I told you, and you were like, holy shit. You had a dream about my grandfather.
Perv.
Sorry. I don't have daddy issues. I have granddaddy issues, apparently.
Apparently. Well, you do like older men, but that's okay.
That's okay. Just, they're not old. They're aged like fine wine.
Aged like a fine wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has ever said that was aged like a fine wine.
Anyway, back to ghosts. Anyway,
back to ghosts. So what is a ghost to you?
To me, ghosts are the residual leftover energy that gets left behind when our meat suit ceases to work. Because the way I believe...
Our meat suit,
yes. We are just meat suits driven by energy and spirit power. I mean, and the whole theory of energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's just changes places. My belief system where, you know, all the energy of everything in the world is connected with the universe. The residual energy that gets left behind after you pass... The universe takes the positive back to it for recycling, reincarnation, and the negative energy gets left behind. And the negative energy is what we see as far as the ghosts and, like, residual energy.
That's why the planet is a shit show.
The planet is miserable because the planet is miserable. All the negativity...
No, you mentioned reincarnation there, so... Mm-hmm. Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do.
So, how does one rectify reincarnation with seeing a ghost? Because if reincarnation was something that happened, would that negate there being ghosts?
If reincarnation happened, would it negate being ghosts?
Yeah, why would there be a ghost if that spirit was just going to reincarnate?
Because the positive part...
Reincarnates,
and
the negative part
is the garbage that gets left behind.
So that's just
a very jaded way of looking at it.
Kinda, because like what you're saying is all the shit gets left behind, and then you get reincarnated into a world that was worse than when you left it.
I didn't say it was a good theory or a good system, but I think the whole purpose of the positive going and being reincarnated is having a fresh start, fresh and innocent and pure. And if any of the negative came with you, then you would not have a fresh start, fresh and innocent and pure in life.
Oh. So it removes the negative so that you... Start with a clean slate, basically.
Tabula rasa, clean slate, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
And you don't carry the residual baggage.
Well, I don't know enough about reincarnation. Like, I don't know enough about Hinduism, which was probably the original reincarnation religion.
Right, and I'm not Hindu or anything. This is just personal theory.
You just think it all comes back.
I think it all comes back, yeah.
So, do you think that you've been reincarnated?
I do. I think
we... How many times?
I don't know. I'm not Shirley MacLaine over here. I don't know. But, like, meeting
Why is
you.
It when people do, like, the past life regression and they talk about being reincarnated, how come none of them are ever reincarnations like Bob that lives in apartment 3 down the hallway? It's always, I used to be Cleopatra.
Because humans are delusional. I never said it was a good thing. But no, like, just you and I, when we met, what did we say when we first met? I felt like I had known you forever.
Well, yes.
When I first met you. And there's theories of these things called soul families. And it doesn't have to be like blood relations, but it's souls, energies that are connected who always find each other over the lives. And I think we are, because when we met, I felt like I had known you forever. Like, meeting you was not like meeting a new person. It was like reconnecting with an old friend. And you even said the same thing. Could have been trying to get my pants, but you even said the same thing.
The world may never know.
The world may never know. So what do you think a ghost is?
Well, I mean, I think you could be right to a degree, but I don't think that's the whole of it.
Okay.
Well, I had a friend who worked with us when we were doing the ghost hunting, who absolutely had this belief that there were things out there that people were mistaking for ghosts.
Right.
And that they were entities that were made up purely of emotion.
Right.
Pure emotional states. He used to refer to them as inhumans.
Right.
He said that, you know, he thinks it's what churches use as the basis for demons. They're not really demons. They are actually just spirits that, or entities that exist in this world that are just purely elemental emotion.
Right.
And that sometimes these inhumans
mm-hmm.
can mess with normal people, the living people, and it turns into, well, what the church would refer to as possessions.
Right.
He also believes that a lot of the, like, poltergeist activity.
I was about to mention the poltergeist with, like, what is it, the teenage angst type
it's
households?
A spirit that yeah. latches on to a household where there's a lot of angst.
Mm-hmm.
But he thinks that they've never been human, so they don't understand how to act like a human. That they are
oh.
completely and utterly
so,
malevolent.
Like, my theory of it being a spirit, part of a spiritual energy that was human, but he thinks there was other things too
right.
that were never human and
exactly.
don't know how to behave with correct human behavior.
And that when they inhabit bodies,
mm-hmm.
which turn into what the church likes to call demonic possession, demons don't exist.
Right.
But these inhuman entities are pulling from the memories and the belief systems and the things that are already embedded in the person that they have inhabited.
Kind of like that one, that Dracula show, where they explained the crucifixions and stuff because he had been drinking the blood of the Christians
mm-hmm.
and absorbed the fear, the religious fears.
Exactly.
And then subconsciously made himself afraid of crucifixes.
I believe that ghosts come in the form of inhumans, spirits that were never human. I believe that ghosts also come in the form of what you would refer to as something residual.
Residual?
It's like, you know, a ghost that repeats the same function every day, never interacts with anyone, never does anything different. It just makes the same loop and does the same thing every day because it isn't really there.
So you think, like, the residuals, like, the are basically just energy recordings of things
yes.
that happen, but the ones that are more sentient are the inhumans?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I don't think that all the sentient ones are inhuman.
Right. Okay.
I think that there is the possibility that some of them that you might run into or you might encounter were at one point living humans. And maybe some of them are angry.
Right.
And vengeful and...
Well, I mean, that kind of goes back to what I was saying about the negativity left behind. Because have you ever heard of a happy ghost?
Well, no. I mean, most ghost stories are...
Misery and sadness.
But they're not all like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm always open to...
You know, stories out there of people who have seen dead loved ones at the moment they needed them.
Right.
You know, people who have experienced, you know, people who have passed on
mm-hmm.
in moments of tragedy.
Right.
In moments that they were at their weakest. Moments that they were just, they had hit bottom. They experienced these things.
Right.
Now, I mean, if you think about it, why would you suddenly have a dream about my grandfather who was dead years before you ever met me?
And, like, the ghost, or what, the dream person didn't respond to me, but I innately knew that I needed to tell you about it. Like, I don't know. Almost like...
And there's a lot of people out there listening to this that are going to think it's absolute bullshit.
Well, and I think this kind of goes sort of hand in hand with your belief system of the open-mindedness and the individualism. If I had mentioned believing in ghosts growing up, they would have told me, yes, there was one, the Holy Ghost. End of story.
But why was he a ghost?
He had to be in spirit form because that was the spirit that inhabited people to give them the religious fervor. Plus, he was, I think, was what knocked up Mary. I don't know.
When they start shouting in church.
Yeah.
It's because the Holy Ghost
They are possessed with the Holy Ghost, pretty much. Yeah.
And so, like, he's tickling everybody's butthole at the same time.
Apparently. He's talented, I guess. Like that, I don't know. But no, what I was trying to say is, because we have the belief systems that we can have these discussions. We can be open-minded about this and think about these things and not be stifled by, oh, well, you know, that's not, you shouldn't be talking about that. What was it that one girl you dated wouldn't let you watch horror movies because it would bring demons into the house? It's like, what?
It's going to bring bad spirits into the house. Fuck off. These are the same people that think that if their kid reads Harry Potter, he's going to become possessed. These are the same people that think that a commercial for the Exorcist movie brought demons into their couch.
Well, I mean, the only thing Harry Potter is going to bring is literacy. I mean, you know.
Maybe.
Children nowadays, what would you rather see them with, an iPad or a Harry Potter book? You know, or any book.
I'd rather not see them at all.
Well, that's beside the point.
Yes, we need to have more literacy and less TikTok.
Well, yes, but anyway, the point I was trying to make is we can have these kinds of discussions. And people can think that we're crazy or whatever, but we are open-minded enough to have these discussions.
That's true. I mean, we can have those discussions, like, and I'm not going to go down this road, but, you know, it's one of those things, like, I can talk to people about aliens.
Me too.
I believe in aliens.
I do too.
We would be stupid to think that we were the only thing in the universe.
I think it's a very arrogant
thing. It's a very arrogant thing to think.
Yeah, that we're the only ones.
I mean, you think mushrooms are aliens.
Mushrooms are aliens. You're never going to convince me otherwise. They're weird. I will not eat them. They're space penises. That's all I'm saying.
Space penises.
Musical space penises. Do not look at me like that.
Hey, space penises.
Well, the musical thing is there was this guy that did this study and he put like these little clamp things and they like made music. Like he clamped them on mushrooms in this forest and they got like tonal things from them. It was really weird. Don't look at me like that, but I saw it somewhere.
Space penises.
Weird things. That's why I won't eat them. It's a respect thing, plus they taste funky.
Well, I got news for you. There's some anime that we can't watch. Anyway.
Okay.
So... away from the whole alien thing, because that's a discussion for another day.
Right.
We're back to the horror movies are great and ghosts are real.
Yeah.
And
somehow this all started with you with your love of Coast to Coast.
I do love Coast to Coast. I love it a lot.
Yeah.
I know I keep plugging it, but if you've never listened to it, go listen to it. You might find out something you didn't know.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But I like talking about paranormal things, things that go bump in the night, conspiracy mm-hmm. theories. I like that kind of thing. Every now and then we can do that because, you know, you want to mix it up a little bit. And I know you're going to want to talk about cryptids at some point, but...
Mothman is my homeboy.
There are no Bigfoots.
Big feet.
No Sasquatches.
Sassy Squatches.
No.
No?
Sassy Squatches.
Yeah. No. Hey, I dig me some cryptids. Leave me alone.
Sassy Squatches.
Yeah.
God, sounds like it's something that only the woke side could come up with.
Take that.
Sassy Squatches. Are they transgender?
I don't know. I never looked up their skirt. Anyway. But that's for a discussion for another day. Okay, we've gotten goofy on this one.
It's a Sasquatch that identifies as a Yeti.
Okay. Well, that's his prerogative.
Well, I mean, Yetis are just snow squatches anyway.
That's an abominable.
And somewhere there are sheep squatches.
There's sheep squatches. That was in Kentucky, wasn't it? The sheep squatch?
I try to avoid Kentucky, so I don't know.
Weird shit happens in Kentucky. Weird shit happens everywhere, though.
Have you been to Kentucky?
Unfortunately, yes. Several times.
Okay. Yeah. If there's anyone in Kentucky listening, I don't have a problem with most of Kentucky, but there's a couple places I've been up there, folks, that do you guys just not monitor the breeding pool in some of those places?
Okay, this might get edited out. I went to Kentucky one time, and it was really funny because the way we were driving into it, we had to go through, like, this national forest. Right? I mean, we're talking full on, just road through the trees, dead zone, no cell signal, no nothing. If we broke down, we were fucked. And we drove and we drove. And then we came out of the trees, back into civilization, and the first thing that we saw was a White Castle. It's like...
A White Castle.
A White Castle. I was like, of all
not
the things...
Not a KFC.
Not a KFC, no. I was thinking maybe like a gas station after that big long drive. Nope, White Castle. I was like, well, priorities, I guess. Anyway, we digress. This has actually been a fun one. So,
little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit.
But,
Well, what's the biggest lesson you ever learned from a horror movie?
The biggest lesson I ever learned from a horror movie?
Yes.
Be a smart woman.
Be a smart woman.
Smart women live.
Well, that's true.
Final Girls.
Most of the time.
Final Girls, yeah. Yeah. Unless you're in the sequel, then you're fucked. But,
be a smart girl.
Be a smart girl. Be a prude. You know, a smart prude. Don't run in heels. Because who the hell does that anyway? If something's written in Latin, don't read it. You know, don't run upstairs or downstairs. Run out the house, you know, out in the big wide open.
And if anything tells you that Carol Ann is in the TV, just change the channel. She's lost.
She's gone. Yeah. Yeah. But no, but seriously, I mean, there are better life lessons there than, oh, I'm going to, you know, open a flower shop and hope that my dream man stops by or some shit like that. I went to college and all the girls there and stuff, they're like, couldn't understand why I preferred to watch Fight Club than some, you know, gushy movie. I'm like, well, Fight Club's more believable.
I can't. There are some horror movie things, tropes I just can't go with, though. Like,
yeah.
I can't watch the Child's Play movies.
I like the Puppet Master movies. Because they're funny.
I cannot
funny.
Be afraid of anything that I can punt.
Right. And that's what I was going with. The Child's Play movies is like, you can punt Kent the little shit. But you can.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Brad Dourif, but.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, the Puppet Master stuff, like, they just, the people just sit there and let them do things. It's like, Get a flask of water.
The puppet master stuff is, it's part of the full moon series.
I know, and it's full. And full it's moon so is cheesy.
Full of great movies that should never have been
it's
made.
It's so cheesy and so cheesy, but you know,
you know, much like those late night movies that we used to watch on Cinemax.
Telling on yourself? No.
Hey, I have seen Lord of the G-Strings twice.
I guess it was worth a repeat.
You will never, ever, ever, there is never a moment in my life I'm ever not going to laugh at the Throbbits.
I thought Forrest Hump was bad. But no. Throbbits.
Yeah. Seeing Gandalf look at a Throbbit and be like, hey, you want to play Pull the Taffy with an old man old enough to be your granddad? That's never not going to be funny.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, mostly because there were some horror movies that were in with those.
Yeah.
Because I had a roommate that was obsessed with the chick that played in all those movies.
Yeah.
So, I've seen them all.
I'm sorry. My condolences.
Even her superhero movie. Spider-Babe.
Spider-Babe.
You do not want to know. But
I feel like I've been deprived.
Well, her web shooting was semi-accurate. So.
Anyway.
Well, I don't like modern horror movies. I don't like them.
Well, you know.
I grew up with the classic horror movies of the 60s and 70s.
Right.
You know, Hammer films, Vincent Price films. You know, to this day, you're never going to convince me that anything that's been written in the last decade is even close to House on Haunted Hill.
I was more of the late 70s, early 80s, full gore.
Well, the 80s was great because it was full gore practical effects.
Cheesy, you know.
You know, you went from the more cerebral, more campy stuff of the 60s.
Right, yeah. Which is great.
Into the 70s.
Yeah.
And the 70s brought you more kind of dark and gritty kind of grindhouse stuff.
I mean, give me a 1970s witch movie any day.
Oh, the 1970s witch movies are great. Now, there are a few standouts in the 70s that we could have lived without, but, you know, things like the original Hills Have Eyes. It's a good movie.
It is.
The remake was also not that bad. But, you know, that's like where like Zombie gets a lot of his influence.
Yeah.
Are from 70s style horror movies.
Yeah, like modern movies, like his stuff, I love. But I think it's because it's so heavily influenced by.
And anyone past. Who says his movies suck, you can go on somewhere. I don't need you in my life.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and it's a lot of people don't get that these are homages to horror films
because
from the past.
He's doing what people have forgot to do. He makes movies as a movie fan.
He makes movies that are entertaining.
He doesn't make movies to make money. I mean, I'm sure he wants to make money.
doesn't really need that.
But he has remembered the entertainment value of entertainment. And he is making the things that he loves and wants to homage. He's not just throwing some CG up there and some tits and being like, give me $1 million.
And the thing is, you get to the 80s, and the 80s was really the heyday of the slasher film, even though it started in the 70s.
Yeah, but it pinnacled.
Black Christmas.
The pinnacle.
First slasher
was,
movie.
Yeah.
People are going to try to tell you it's Halloween. It's not.
No, it's Black Christmas. Yeah.
Black Christmas.
Yeah.
But Halloween was the one that brought it to the forefront.
Yeah, it was the first major.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the creation of my favorite series from the 80s, which is the Friday the 13th series. But that is simply because I can't get enough of Jason Voorhees. Six is my favorite of all those, that because six is where they pretty much turn him into Franken-Jason.
Yeah, Franken-Jason. I don't know. I thought the one where he went to Manhattan was kind of funny.
And then there are people that love the Nightmare on Elm Street film because Freddy didn't know how to shut the fuck up.
Oh, it's just although so witty.
He was only scary in the first two.
Yeah. Yeah, after that he was just a smart ass.
Yes. But then you move ahead.
Yeah.
And it's like, you watch modern horror movies, and unless a modern horror movie is an homage to an older type right. of movie, it's nothing but brain-rotted torture porn. It's shock and gore
right.
for the sake of shock and
now,
gore.
The only, I mean, a lot of that is shock. And it's like, I don't care for them because it's realistic shock. And if I want to see that, I'll watch the news. But, like, one of the modern franchises that I do love are the Terrifier movies.
Well, but the Terrifier movies feel like they fell out of the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, he's right there with Freddy. I mean, he doesn't say a word, but he is just as big a smartass as Freddy Krueger. You know, and it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's funny gore. It's fun gore. But, I don't know, the shock value.
Which is absolutely true. It's nothing but shock value. And it's like, okay, so I had someone who knows that I am a horror movie aficionado. And they came to me with a DVD. And they said, here, I want you to watch this. I could only watch 45 minutes of it. And I had to stop. So I was wondering if you would take a look at it and see if you can get all the way through it and tell me what you think. That was a film that I don't really want to name because nobody should ever watch it. But I got to the 45-minute mark in the film, and I know exactly why they stopped it. Because it was a scene that was filmed for the sole purpose of shocking an audience to the point of almost sickness. It was just depraved. But that movie was nothing more than one scene of depravity and abuse and rape and torture after the other. There was no story to it. There was no cohesiveness to it. And I feel like there's a lot of movies that they make in the horror genre today that are like that. It's shock for shock.
Well, I mean, we kind of had that back in the day. With the Faces of Death stuff.
Those weren't movies.
Well, they were like clips put together. A lot of it was fake.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't watch those because, like, Cannibal Holocaust and things like that, the animal stuff in it was not fake.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Well, I mean, and I'm one of those people, it's like, you can kill half of the cast in a movie, and I'm like, oh, but the dog dies, and I'm depressed for a week. I can't deal. And the Faces of Death were really bad with animal
yes.
stuff. And then, like, I didn't even want, after I heard about the animal stuff in Cannibal Holocaust, I was not even going to turn it on. I mean, I couldn't even watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
But you get two type of horror movies today. You get shock for this sole purpose of shock. It's basically torture porn.
Yeah.
Or you get whatever this brain-rotted generation thinks is
scary,
entertaining, and yeah. it turns out to be stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a movie come out about a haunted venereal disease.
What?
Yeah. It was a movie where if you had sex with someone whose body was infected with this venereal disease, then it passed it along to you, and the disease would possess people along the way and would follow you until it killed you. Then start over again.
Is that like an allegory for AIDS?
I mean, it was stupid is what it was.
I mean, like, well, I mean, not all new stuff. I mean, we went and saw Nosferatu.
Nosferatu isn't new.
Well, I know that, but the newest version of it is.
Which was made like the oldest version of it.
With a killer porn stash.
With a killer porn stash. Count Orlok had a killer porn stash.
Yeah. I mean, Daddy Orlok was there.
Daddy Orlok had it. he had it.
Yeah, but I liked it. But I like the gory, dark...
wasn't very gory.
Depressing Dickensian feel of, you know.
It did feel very Dickensian.
Yeah, I liked that. I dug that. But, you know.
Wasn't very gory, though.
The suggestion of gore.
Yeah, was there was more of a suggestion of gore than the actual showing of gore. Which, don't get me wrong, I don't mind gore, and if it's done with practical effects, that's great. Well, mm-hmm. I just, like, I can give you a whole slew of 90s horror movies that look like the special effects were done by the guys from Scooby-Doo. Yeah. Blood doesn't look like that.
No, blood doesn't look like that.
Unless you're talking about Jason X. And then I let them have all the cheesy special effects they want, because I don't care what anybody says. I love that fucking movie. You took Jason Voorhees and you put him in fucking space.
Jason in space.
It was great. Stupid as fuck.
But it was great.
But great. Well. Then they tried to remake Nightmare on Elm Street. And God help me. Why? Why did they do that?
And no offense to what's his face.
Jackie Earle.
Yeah. Hill. He did the best he could, but they should have never...
No.
Never been tried to
replace. Well, we started out with ghosts and we ended up on horror movies.
It happens. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand. A little.
I like psychological ghost stories, though, so...
Yeah.
I want to do a whole episode just on urban legends.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Like urban legends from all over the world. Cause, that would be fun. Man, there's some creepy shit out there.
There is.
Lots of creepy shit.
There is. And I don't know. I'm more of a folk tale kind of person. But
we got to find some Scottish urban legends, but I don't know if any of those exist.
Haunted haggis. No.
Scottish are so cheap, they won't let the ghosts exist.
No. There's ghost stories up there. I'm sure.
You're going to pay your way if you're going to haunt my house.
There's lots of castles. Lots of ghosties.
Lots of ghosties? Yeah. Do they wear kilts?
Probably.
God, ghostly bagpipes. Jesus. Ugh.
Don't you be dissing the bagpipes.
They're worse.
Okay, we are.
They are so bad in real life.
Oof. Okay, I think, you know, we're kind of...
What?
Schizophrenic with this episode.
They're not schizophrenic. You said ghostly bagpipes. It's a ghost thing.
Okay.
We can go back to bashing Christians tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good.
Every now and then you got to take a break.
This was a good break.
The more you spend in the Christian pool, the less brain cells you have.
That explains some of my family members. But anyway... But this was fun. I like doing this. Maybe we should break it up and do stuff like this every now and again to kind of...
Well, like I said, we'll do like an episode on urban legends.
Okay.
I think the next episode, though, we need to have a discussion about the concepts of good and evil.
Oh, heavy.
Yeah, most people don't like my concepts of good and evil because they're perception-based.
Well,
one person finds evil, another person doesn't.
Ooh.
Unless you're bringing harm to other people, mind you. If you're harming someone else, fuck you.
And on that note, I say we just kind of wrap this one up. But it's been fun. Or not.
You going to give them the deets or do you even remember them?
Oh, yeah. Find us on Facebook and X under Baron Blasphemy. Instagram under The Horns. And our website is underthehorns.castos.com.
And very soon we will have a YouTube up. As soon as I can get Imp to work on the YouTube instead of taking a nap.
Good luck with that.